It's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, hopefully you do. And on that happy note, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, we don't really mention their names all that often because it's all about radio on the go. It's the various different devices, platforms, and ways you can get not only this terrific show, but the Sports Byline broadcast network in general. And if you're on your way to work, on your way to the beach, on your way to the golf course, as I will be later, as Joe and I are going to get together and play a couple of rounds, you can plug into your favorite Sports Byline USA show, and today it happens to be ours. And that's where we're at right now. Various different ways you can get it. Your watch, your PC, your tablet, your laptop, the iPhone, anything that you have that is a traveling device that you can pick up and move around with that can get sound. Well, you can get us, and it's a beautiful thing. You know how? You download the apps. It's iHeart. It's TuneIn. It's Stitcher. It's all the different ways that you can grab this programming. And with all that being said, you know, you sit down. Ultimately, if you're at your desk right now and you're getting ready to do a little bit of work, you can go to the Sports Byline website. You click the Listen Live button, and boom, there we are right there. And not only can you get us live, but you can see the archive of various different interviews that we have done, not only on this show, but all the shows on the network. Something that piques your interest, it's jumping up there. You didn't realize that interview had taken place. You can grab it. You can listen to it literally right on the spot. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, because if you're overseas, a guy and a gal, you know, you're protecting this country, you're in uniform, no matter where you are in this country, no matter where you are in the world, the American Forces Radio Network brings you a little taste of home via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And that's a beautiful thing. We appreciate you. We hope you enjoy the show. We're very proud to do it for you. We're going to step out. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
I don't know. I would. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we've got a nice show in front of us today. We're going to be doing some Olympics, obviously. And after the false start in Canton, the National Football League season, at least preseason, has officially gotten underway. And there were plenty of games last night and plenty of things to talk about because there's quarterback battles going on all over the National Football League. And I think that's going to be our focus for the most part because, look, you can't take a whole hell of a lot out of the games other than the fact that they were actually played. And you hope that none of your none of your key players end up getting hurt. And, you know, look, it's there's things going on in New England, obviously, with Tom Brady sitting out. We'll talk about that as Jimmy G got underway. Certainly things going on in Denver with the three-headed quarterback situation. All three of their quarterbacks played pretty well. We'll talk about that a little bit. And, you know, as we move forward, a little bit of NFL and anything else that went on around the league involving that. At 9:10 after hour two, Charles Grantham from the NBA, former executive director of their union, and we'll talk to him, you know, not only about the NBA and the health of the league and all that kind of good stuff, but USA basketball down in Rio and, you know, anything he feels like bopping around on and talking about a little bit. He's a really nice man and certainly brings a lot to the table. So we've got all that to talk about and more here in the Attack. And as we set it up for you, of course, it has to start with the Olympics as that guy did it again. Michael Phelps, absolutely unbelievable. 22nd gold. And Ryan Lochte with the expected duel didn't come off. Lochte finished fifth. But again, as we've been talking about over the last couple of days, and certainly an unexpected story coming out of these Olympics is just the dominance of Michael Phelps. And he just, at 31 years of age, he adds his 22nd gold medal. And Lochte finished fourth. I apologize, misspoke here. But you know, he's not what he was. You know, you can see it. But it's unbelievable when you think about the fact that 26 total medals and 22 golds. You know, he was a little slow out of the gate. As a matter of fact, when they turned to go home in the 200, he was last. He was last. And no, I'm sorry. That was in the semi for the 100 meter. My bad. But he was fourth or fifth, and then he just blew the field away. Then 40 minutes later, after the gold medal ceremony, he gets in the pool again for the 100 meter butterfly, and was last at the 50 meter turn. Finished second, and second overall. So, yeah, he's pretty amazing. He's pretty amazing. Like I said, the duel between him and Lochte didn't really come to fruition, but because I kind of felt the two of them were going to separate themselves from the field, but I ended up being wrong about that. But Phelps, just in his glory, and again, as we come out of these Olympics, Simone Biles is going to be a huge story. The U.S. women's gymnastic team is going to be a huge story. and Michael Phelps out of the first week. Now there'll be other storylines next week as we turn the page and we go into track and field. But you know, to give you the dominance of the American team, men and women's, with the swimming medal standing separated from everything else. USA has 11 golds, 5 silver, and 8 bronze. Next is Australia. 3 golds, 3 silvers, 2 bronze. Very nice representation for 8 medals. But 24-8, we have as many bronze medals as they have total medals. Australia with 8, like I said. Hungary with 4, 3 golds and a bronze. Japan 2-2 and 3. Great Britain 1-3. China 1-2 and Canada 1-1-3. It's absolutely amazing. The dominance has been incredible. And they're having fun. The team is just absolutely having a blast. You can see it. They're getting along with one another. There's no egos getting involved. I mean, it's just, basically speaking, it's just a damn good time. And they are having fun with it. They're making sure that they're having a good time. Winning helps that, of course. There's no frustration. They've got each other's backs. And whether it's switching swim caps or whatever the circumstances are, he just, man, and it's all being led by Michael Phelps. And it's amazing. I mean, he's going to come out of these Olympic Games as the first week story and probably the overall story. When they start summing up the games next weekend, that's what they're going to be talking about. And it'll be him and more than likely stories about Usain Bolt, either win or lose, because he's going into track and field a little bit dinged up. But he says he's ready to roll. The American track and field stories are always really good. But, you know, as they get ready to head to the big stadium, and, you know, we'll be talking about golf and we'll be talking about, you know, various different things going on as far as different success stories in the Olympics or different failure stories in the Olympics. And I never consider them failures because if you make it to the Olympics, you don't fail. But with that being said, it just this domination in the pool and the stories that have emerged combined with women's gymnastics has been just exhilarating for the country. It's been something that everybody's grabbed hold of. I was out last night. Everything stopped when he raced. Everything. And people were screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs. And this is, you know, for a lot of people that, quite frankly, don't care about the Olympics or care about sports in general. But this is a story that has grabbed the public. And, you know, it's fun to watch with all the vitriol that's going on in politics as we approach the presidential election and all the other nonsense that's going on in the world with stuff being blown up and everything else. You know, going in and the pessimism involving Rio, of which I'm certainly a part of and have been, and some of those stories will come out after the fact. But if you're going to put a shiny, bright face on the Olympics, and particularly from the United States perspective, there has been no better way to do it than what's been done thus far in these 2016 Rio Games. And Michael Phelps continues to rule the world. And it was just the least expected thing going into these games. They were hoping. And you think about it, we were talking about it yesterday. When the USA went to Russia for the Worlds, and they disappointed a little bit. You know, we still won medals. We won a couple of golds. But there was questions as to whether or not this team was going to be ready for the Olympics, whether the old guys could hold up. And that was a big question mark. And whether the young guys would be ready to peak out at exactly the right time in Rio. Well, the answer to all of that has been yes. An unequivocal yes. And that's been absolutely just a wonderful part of the story. Like I said, with all the pessimism going in, this first week because of the fact it's been USA teams involved and the success level with swimming and in gymnastics. The message being sent via NBC is that these are bright, shiny, happy Olympic Games. That still may change, but as of right now, this is a complete home run. And with the fact that most of it's live and not on tape delay, and the fact they're able to present it to you because Rio's only an hour ahead here on the East Coast, it's making for great primetime television, and the executives got to be you-know-what happy. So we'll pick it up right there. We'll continue with our Olympic coverage right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nothing is in this league is easy. There's no shortcuts. I've never lived in this community. I'm super excited, man. I'm pumped to get started.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71 and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking pool and we're talking Olympics and we're talking gold medals as well we should. And I'll tell you, just off the hook greatness truly is. And it just NBC could not have asked for a better thing to happen to start these Olympics off, because they're not sitting there with Michelle Tafoya having to talk about the disappointment in the pool or how Michael Phelps aged before our very eyes right in front of us. And I'll tell you, it's made for a great storyline. It's made for great ratings. It's made for must-watch television. It's made for stop doing whatever you're doing to pay attention, entertainment. And, you know, I have to be honest, I was bouncing around. I wanted to see some NFL last night, and I'm checking out some of the games, looking at some of the quarterback battles, and I'm wanting to, you know, get a grasp on who's doing what. There were a couple of impact rookies that I wanted to look at, and I found myself drawn back to the pool and back to the gymnastics competition, you know, and it's all the split screens and everything else that I could do, multiple televisions, devices, the whole things, all the stuff we talk about at the very beginning of the show definitely came into play yesterday because I was trying to make the most of everything. And, you know, when you look at it, it's what's going on in the pool is emphasizing U.S. dominance. Again, the Russians are a little bit limited. We'll get into some of that nonsense in a couple of minutes here. But, you know, it's a terrific story to start out with. Another great story. There was a Simone Manuel won a gold in the 100-meter freestyle. And first African-American swimming medal for African-American ever. She tied with a 16-year-old. There were two gold medals, no silver in this one. First individual swimming event medal for an African-American woman ever. Brilliant. Brilliant. She's from Stanford. Terrific swimmer. She was supposed to contend, but they didn't think she was going to win. And, you know, it's again, peaking at the right time. You know, we talk about it all the time. We talk about boxing and the analogies that we make and the fact that in many instances, sometimes you're either not quite there or you're on your way and something happens either in training and, you know, whatever circumstances are. And it just doesn't work out. You know, you're just either a little bit ahead of your prime, a little bit past your prime, whatever the circumstances are. But it certainly worked for her. It was the night of the Simones, Simone Biles and Simone Manuel. And what a great story. What a great story. What a sweet girl. Really, really happy. She'll go right back to college after this. And the last 25 meters, she closed down the Australians. And again, an upset with the Canadian swimmer as well. Absolutely amazing. And again, life in the pool. You know, it's a beautiful thing. The American dominance of backstroke over the years has been legendary. And you can take it back six Olympic Games. Six Olympic Games. Well, Ryan Murphy won the 100, which he wasn't supposed to do. He was the favorite in the 200, and he won it. And in 153.62, and just absolutely incredible. Mitch Larkin was 0.34 seconds behind him, which is, you know, when you're talking almost a half second, that's significant in swimming. But Murphy, you know, I talked about the young guys stepping up and making sure that Phelps and company was and Lochte were supported, and Ledecky. And Murphy's done it. You know, again, fifth American in history to win both backstroke events in the same Olympiad and six straight for the Americans. Absolutely amazing stuff here. And again, you're going to have all kinds of stars coming out of this. Murphy probably will compete in Japan. Distinct possibility. You know, Missy Franklin, who we've had on the show before, unfortunately, it wasn't happening for her. She's a little bit past her prime. And, you know, at least, you know, not age, but certainly, you know, she was the reigning Olympic 200-meter backstroke champion and world record holder. She finished seventh in her semifinal yesterday, so she didn't even qualify for the final. 6 seconds behind her world record swim. And, you know, look, it's that's it for her. She had no more swims on the docket after yesterday. And guess what? You know, it's that's okay. It's okay. You know, it's just she's 21 years old. Maybe she comes back in 2020. But for these Olympics, it didn't happen for her. And, you know, again, how soon they forget, how soon you go from being the sweetheart into an afterthought. And that's the reason why I paid attention to it is just because of the fact that we have been so dominant in the pool thus far that people forget how great she was in London. And for this particular Olympic Games, well, what are you going to do? And I found this interesting. Our Russian friend, who I'm not even going to mention her name, decided to equate her issues with performance-enhancing drugs, and she dragged Michael Phelps into it. And I mean, I get what she was trying to do. Efimova. They were talking about the fact that Lily King is pretty much thrown her under the bus, and rightfully so. And her response was, then what would she say about Michael Phelps? And the spokesperson after the fact, and you know now they have spokespeople, tried to clear it up and told the Wall Street Journal that she was referring to Phelps' 3-month suspension by USA Swimming after he was, you know, caught smoking out of a bong, and his 6-month ban following a 2014 DUI. And, you know, I get it from that perspective of it, but there's a distinct difference here. I mean, she was banned literally this year. Now, it was provisional, subject to appeal, and she won her appeal. And it was for meldonium. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that, it's the same thing that Maria Sharapova got thrown out of tennis for 2 years for. And, you know, meldonium, it's performance enhancing, allegedly. Sharapova's was prescribed. She was allegedly taking it for therapeutic reasons as opposed to enhancing reasons, but she got suspended nonetheless. Efimova, same deal. But she won her appeal. So, I mean, you know, from that aspect of it, okay, she got to compete. And she didn't win the gold. But it's completely different than what happened with Michael Phelps. Now, making the point of getting a second chance, okay. But what happened to Phelps happened way before the Olympic Games. He had to go in for rehab. He got his suspensions. There was nothing, there's never been a hint or a speculation of performance-enhancing drugs around him. And to compare one to the other, as Joe was fond of saying, is like comparing apples to horse manure. One has nothing to do with the other. And the stain of being banned for her for performance-enhancing drugs is going to follow her around for the rest of her career. There's no getting around it. And she can try to to do it any way she wants. But, you know, it's the comparison doesn't fly. And quite honestly, had she thought about it, well, maybe you skip these Olympics and you go into Tokyo and try to redeem yourself there. That's where the redemption should have kept in. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Okay. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out in the West Coast. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA is the way to go. And got a lot to talk about today. Having a lot of fun. Charles Grantham at the top of the hour, 9:12 a.m. Eastern time, to be specific. And we'll have some fun with him talking some NBA, USA basketball, labor, and all that kind of good stuff. But it's all about Olympics right now. And the women were just absolutely outstanding again in gymnastics. Allie and Simone winning silver and gold, respectively. And when you start off with swimming and gymnastics and the ability to power up for the American team, they were absolutely incredible. You know, Simone Biles will be Grandma Biles in Tokyo if she decides to go. Look, this is a sport that I know very little about other than the fact that I like to watch it. And the girls, what they're able to do, it's cool. And their flexibility and their ability to just do things, somersaults in the air and all that. Other than that, other than if they take a step on their landing, I don't know, it will fall off an apparatus. I don't know the first damn thing about it. And I don't pretend to. But in listening to the commentators, and, you know, they all get hysterical and out of the box, but they seem to believe that Simone Biles is the best gymnast to ever set foot on a mat. Now, I remember Nadia Comaneci, and we talked to Mary Lou Retton, and you can name 1,000 gymnasts who have competed in the Olympics. But her overall dominance, her ability on – she is considered the best gymnast in the world on 3 different disciplines and far and away the best in the world overall. And, you know, with that being said, watching her last night, as little as I know about the sport, you could see how different she was from the other people, from the other competitors, even her own Allie Raisman. And that was the cool aspect of it, because for the uneducated eye, I could actually tell the difference. And she won by a half a point on the floor exercise. And don't forget, this is a sport, same as swimming, that's decided by hundredths, sometimes more, sometimes thousandths of a point. She's winning by half points, 2.5 points. You know, the on the floor exercise yesterday, I mean on the overall yesterday, she won the gold medal by 2.1 points over Raisman, who took the silver. The combined difference between first and second was larger than the combined difference separating the gold medal winners and the silver medal winners in the women's all-around competition from 1980 to 2012. 32 years of Olympic Games, obviously every 4 years. But the separation in tenths and hundredths combined, that's how separate she was from the rest of the field. And that's, I mean, good Lord. And for everything that Biles did and how cool that was, Raisman had a little redemption of her own. Because if you remember back in London, in the all-around, she didn't get a medal. And she fell behind Mustafina. And on some bizarre tiebreaker, Mustafina's from Russia, excuse me. But on some bizarre tiebreaker rule, she ended up going to fourth place, even though they were equal in points. Oddly enough, she had to jump over Mustafina again in order to get the silver. She was behind going into the last routine, which is always the floor. And she managed to go past her and win the silver medal in the all-around. So she got her redemption as well. Again, just appointment television viewing. Must watch. Got to do it. Got to do it. And it's pretty amazing stuff. Golf. back in the Olympics. And it was really interesting. The leaderboard, some names you would recognize, obviously, but a bunch that you wouldn't. Marcus Fraser from Australia, good solid player, shoots a 63. Justin Rose gets an ace. Henrik Stenson tied for second. And there ain't an American found in the top 10. Now, you know, again, early on. But it was funny. You know, you're watching it, and Ricky Fowler shoots a 75. You know, Bubba didn't play particularly well. And, you know, when you look at it, and it's kind of weird watching golf in the Olympics because of the fact that they're off on their own. The course, the greens are just, they're drooling over these greens. They're making putts from 45, 50 feet. That's how easy these greens are. But there is some challenge getting up there. And when they play again and they go to their next round, I'll be curious to see who moves and who doesn't. But, you know, it was interesting to watch. There was a decent crowd, a lot of security. And no, we didn't see rats and wild animals running along the golf course. Justin Rose, like I said, first hole in one in the Olympics ever. So he made history. Nobody can take it away from him. That's pretty cool. He's had two in his career with the PGA, and yeah. We'll see how it plays out. But again, it was cool to watch. You know, it's not. Look, I get why certain people aren't into the Olympics. I got it. But honestly, it how can you not enjoy this? And that was one of the fun things I noticed, even with the golf, because as they were doing the interviews on the course and going around the course, and like I said, I was in complete geek mode yesterday as I was watching sports literally for 14 straight hours. But when you look at it, there were no Callaway logos on the shirts and no Adams things on the shirts and you know, Under Armour and Nike and all the various different. It was just USA or Australia or wherever. And that was fun to watch because it was literally just playing for the country. And believe it or not, the nerves got to some of these guys. And you could certainly see it with Ricky Fowler. Because, you know, quite honestly, the course was not all that tough. And it was, they were nervous. You could hear it in their voice. You know, like I said, Bubba shot a 73. And they're not out of it. But, you know, you got to be able to close the deal. And these guys were nervous. They were nervous. And it's understandable. You know, it's when you're out there, when you represent your country, it'll get to you. And it's not, you know, the pressure of playing in the Masters or the British Open or something along those lines. But honestly, when you look at it, you could see it. And there was some camaraderie going around with some of the players, but there was also an intensity. It wasn't, how do you describe it? It wasn't weekend Saturday golf, you know? And you would think that in some of these instances, maybe the guys would have approached it that way. And they didn't do it. And it got to some of them. Like I said, Justin Rose making history. And pretty cool. You know, all the way around, pretty cool. wasn't a bad way to go. And, you know, I'll watch it again. I'll watch it again. They're out there again now. And, you know, they'll have some fun. Round two already underway. Yep, Henrik Stenson is 6 under. Got an early birdie. He's in second place. So that's okay. Not so bad. You know, I like I said, I enjoyed yesterday. Just kind of bopping around. It was a pure sport day all the way around. I got a little taste of everything. Watch my Mets get crushed again. They're in big trouble. And an interesting, just a little sidebar here, interesting little thing. Seems as if Sandy Alderson and Terry Collins are not on the same page with the effort of this team. And Sandy was not shy about putting forward his displeasure with the way Terry Collins is doing things right now, which I found intriguing considering he got them to the World Series last year. But we'll be keeping an eye on that. Medal count, 38 total for the USA, 16 gold, 12 silver, 10 bronze. People's Republic of China, 11-8-11. Japan with 22, 7-2-13. Russian Federation with 19, 4-8-7. Great Britain with 16. Great Britain's team has come a hell of a long way over the years. They are now representing much better than they used to on the world stage. For a while, Great Britain, frankly, was a joke on the Olympic stage. It was an afterthought. They didn't perform particularly well at anything. But they've really come a long way in developing their program. And, you know, they have first-rate cyclists. They've begun to have an impact in the pool as well. And, you know, it's their track and field athletes. They have some decent track and field athletes. You know, and they've started to put some money back into the program, which, you know, again, we talk about it when we talk about the genesis of the Olympics and why countries want the Olympics so they can represent their best side. Well, that's part of it, too. Once you hit the stage, you got to represent as well. Great Britain's done a very decent job of revitalizing their Olympic programs and going in that direction. We'll finish up Hour 1 of Olympic Talk right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, ! When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Well, soon enough for the weekend. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, look, it's... Olympics are fun. You know, I focused in on golf a little bit because the critics of golf returning to the Olympics, I quite frankly, don't get it. And they were talking about how if the golfer is representing his particular country in these Olympics, on how you can end up with the 600th ranked player in the world, perhaps competing for a medal. And some of the articles I read had issue with that. Well, isn't that the whole point? Is that you're representing your country, and on that given moment, in that particular event, you could do something spectacular and take a medal home for your country. Now, chances are pretty good cream's going to rise to the top, and the better golfers will out. But so what if they don't? And who cares if the I don't even know if they're representing in this, but who cares if the Lebanese golfer is ranked 520th in the world? He's there. He's got his country's name across his shirt, and he's happy and proud to be a part of it. They got four rounds to go through. It's being played like any other tournament, just, you know, country by country. I think it's great, personally. And, you know, for those who are criticizing the format and the fact that there's no qualifying, as it were, well, that's just idiocy. It really is. Well, that's it for hour one of the Attack. We'll be back with a brand new spanking hour on the other side. Make sure you stay tuned for the local news. We'll be right back with more of the Attack right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
She wants to raise taxes. We're going to cut taxes down to a level that we haven't seen in many, many years.
Donald Trump and what he sees as Hillary Clinton's tax plans. The owner of Social Kitchen and Bar in Birmingham, Alabama, is going to assist customers who may need a vaccination after one of his employees has hepatitis A. Zach Sklar says he expects business will be down.
I'm sure that it'll kind of freak people out for a little bit. We expect it to.
A group of people wearing Bart Simpson masks invaded San Francisco's Bay Area Rapid Transit System, that's BART, as part of a public art project called Bart on BART. Alyssa Patel is the artist who organized the stunt and said the BART system carries 420,000 people a day. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, it's Angie from Daybreak USA, and I have fabulous hair. I do now. It used to break off when I brushed it. It fell right on the floor. But I have a solution for you if you have the same problem. Cell Therapy by Ovation, a unique breakthrough treatment found in no other hair care line. Here's how it works. Cell Therapy Breakthrough Formula, it nourishes the hair and scalp for hair that is noticeably thicker, stronger, longer and healthier looking. It really is. Here's the deal. I used to have split ends and it was dry and brittle, and it's finally gotten long and thick. It really does work. They offer a 365-day money-back guarantee, a statement of confidence, again, found with no other hair care product. Seriously. So go online now to get your special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. Great hair, one click away at ovationhair.com. And remember, click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA for the introductory discount. ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is giving his staff about $2 million in raises this year. Scott Pringle has more.
Mayor de Blasio dished out a $13,000 raise for the Gracie Mansion chef, and the Daily News got numbers by Empire Center that show 56 City Hall employees got at least a 20% raise in fiscal year 2016, and just about all of the 360 working for the mayor got pay bumps. This comes as de Blasio's poll numbers have been sinking, and many top staffers are abandoning ship for other jobs, including the police commission. Scott Pringle, New York.
There was a crane accident at 3 World Trade Center at about 8:30 last night. No injuries were reported. New York Fire Department Chief James Leonard explains the damages.
The window's cracked. The window is in these buildings. It's a high-rise building, 3 panes thick. It's very difficult to even go through these windows, so it did damage the window.
The building will not be ready to open until early in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
A dominant victory last night in Rio for Michael Phelps in the 200 medley. It was an impressive 5-length victory over his rivals. Will that mean he's not going to retire? He just won his 22nd gold, and number 23 could come tonight. The United States now has 16 gold medals, 4 of them for Phelps, 38 overall. China with 11 gold medals, 30 medals in total. Japan with 7 golds and 22. In fourth place, Russia with 19. Great Britain in fifth with 16. But news was made in other arenas with American Kayla Harrison in judo.
You know, our society is changing. For the first time ever, the U.S. team has more women on it than men. And I think that that's a big indicator of where we're going. And I want young girls all over the country and all over the world to know that it's okay to be strong. It's okay to be healthy. It's okay to be confident.
Simone Biles bringing home the gold for the U.S. in the women's gymnastic all-around competition for the 4th straight Olympics. Biles earned gold, and American teammate Allie Reisman came in 2nd for silver in Rio. Biles joins teammate Gabby Douglas as well as Natasha Lukin and Carly Patterson as American all-around winners from the past 3 Olympics. Tonight's highlight will be Michael Phelps' final Olympic event for 2016. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For news 24 hours a day, usaradio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777.
800-507-3777, 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is... I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
There's a lot more than $5,000 being spent on that mantra. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Former Players Union Executive Director Charles Grantham will join us after the break, and we'll be talking some USA basketball, state and health of the NBA, and all that kind of good stuff as we go forward here on The Attack, to be followed by some National Football League talk, as exhibition season got into full swing yesterday and quarterback play was involved and some players making a better impression than others, and play will continue through the weekend as all the teams crank it up and shake off the cobwebs from last season, and hopefully nobody gets hurt, which is the name of the game in the National Football League exhibition season. But it's all about, at least on this show, how you can get us. And we talk about it all the time. Talk about the fact that in today's day and age, it's about radio on the go. We got us some mobile devices. We got us some tablets and iPhones and Androids and PCs. And, well, you can't be mobile with a PC, but hey, you get the point. Laptops, the whole nine yards. And no matter where you are, whether you're at work, at play, you can grab you some Spano and Black and, of course, some Sports Byline USA. Got to download the various different apps, however, and that's where it comes into play. It's iHeart, it's TuneIn, it's Stitcher. You can go there, you can get us live, you can grab a particular show if you feel that you missed something that you wanted to listen to, a particular interview that you wanted to listen to. Most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. Guys and gals overseas or even at home who are protecting the freedoms we enjoy and many times take for granted. Well, if we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, we appreciate it. We're very happy and proud to do it. Charles Grantham, right after the break.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. We put the phones on hold here for a couple of minutes as we're joined by the former head of the NBA Players Union, Executive Director Charles Grantham, who joins us on the Attack. Good morning, Charles. Bob Black, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We have a lot to talk about here today, and I was debating back and forth in my mind as to should we talk USA basketball or should we talk social responsibility to start out with. I flipped the coin, and I started with social responsibility.
Okay.
You know, at the ESPYs this year, Carmelo, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James all got up and presented a unified front in a very touchy subject, and that's police violence on black men specifically and in black communities. And it's a sore spot with a lot of people on both sides of the discussion. But what I took out of it, and correct me if you feel I'm wrong, is that today's athletes seem to have educated themselves on these issues and are being smart about it before they speak out.
That's correct. There are two things at work here. One, true, that they've educated themselves. Many have grown up in these communities and have experienced either by seeing the activities and or some very minor kinds of stops and things of that nature. So for them to step out at a point at this time, it suggests that they're willing to be active in and play some role to try to bring the parties, both the police, the mayor, protesters, together on a local level. I mean, sometimes we get a little beyond ourselves, like, well, we're going to talk about national gun control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's politics. But I think what these young men, four of the most popular athletes in the world, are saying is, I'd like to be involved in the solution, not the problem. And as I think you may agree, that our athletes today serve as a, sort of an inspiration for high aspirations. And that's what they realize they can do. They can unify, they can inspire. And an opportunity to go back to their communities and do just that is really what I was trying to suggest in the article that I wrote, that it's a local problem, that, one, you've got to be able to get these two parties together, talk to each other, not talk at each other, and realize, I think if you recall the situation in Dallas when the chief of police stepped up and said, look, we have too many things on our plate. Everything's dumped on us, the police force. We got to have and solve everything. Well, in fact, what the players are stepping up and simply saying that if we could do something in our communities, we feel that we will be making a step forward in this thing. And a lot of it's communication. I call it a negotiation with the public, because you clearly have to be able to talk to each other and not at each other. And right now, they're talking at each other. We're not listening. We're not hearing what really is an issue here that can be resolvable.
Yeah, and anybody that wants to see that article, go to The Undefeated, because it is a really, really deep article and something that it goes after the issue with a lot of gravitas. And I'm glad you brought that out, though, because, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm a white guy. I didn't grow up in a community like that. And so for me to speak to that would be an ignorant point of view. And that's why I took it from the other direction. You can lose an audience so quickly, and you can lose a cause so quickly by just blurting out statements and not really being factual in what you're talking about. And again, that's what I was impressed with the fact that these four gentlemen and even since then other athletes, but specifically I'll point at Carmelo a little bit.
Right.
They're making sure that they know what they're talking about. And if you're going to try to prove a point, if you're going to try to take on a social issue and make sure that people are paying attention to it, you've got to know what you're talking about. Right. It truly impressed me.
Well, I think the main thing here that I clearly would like to get out here is that it's not a black problem or a white problem. It's a black and white problem. It's in everybody's best interest that we minimize violence in these communities. Not only are they from those areas, but, you know, that's sort of beside the point. It's in everybody's best interest. That's why I really pushed for both the leagues and the sponsors and USA Basketball to get behind an effort like this. Because if you can do it in your NBA cities or your NFL cities, then it can grow to be something a lot bigger. But it just starts with that level of communication. And I'm hoping that by these four young people stepping out, that they can create that kind of dialogue. And I'm hoping that Adam Silver will take a leadership role here.
How has the response been from USA Basketball?
I don't know. I mean, I go back, I was one of the people on the Dream Team.
Charles, do we still have you? All right, Robert, we lost him. Try to get him back up, please. We'll get Charles back up here in just a second, hopefully. But his article on the undefeated, it talks about the gun violence in Chicago. Michael Jordan stepped up, and he put some money towards it. But again, throwing money at the problem is not necessarily going to solve the problem. And I think Charles was in the – I was in the – Charles, I – sorry, we lost you there. Yeah. But I had asked the question as to USA Basketball's – yeah, USA Basketball's response. And I'll let you roll with it from there.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we got no response. But, I mean, the things have changed since 92. And the only thing I was trying to point out was that when you think back at the various communities and how much resource they need, if in fact that formula was still in place, then not only could Anthony and the guys step up and say, we'd like to see something done about it, but they would have funds to also contribute to these local police forces for training and development, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's sort of where I see it, is that USA Basketball, the NBA, the NFL, et cetera, if they bring their resources and their sponsorships with them, then you could see something happen on a local level. But the response has been silence, quite frankly. And I think that's where we are until these kind of conversations are had. And I call them principled discussions because it's not really what we call a give-and-take negotiation. It really is leaving the politics and leaving your emotions and still just try to deal directly with the problem, because as I pointed out before, it's in everybody's best interest. So it's not like one side's got to win something here, another side's got to lose something. This is a we problem, not an I problem.
I get that. And, it was funny because people paid attention to it in a one-day headline, but I was very impressed by the response of the WNBA teams in wearing the T-shirts and then them fighting back when they were going to get fined by the league, and the solidarity of the NBA players standing in solidarity with the WNBA players and saying, hey, it's wrong. You shouldn't be fining these women for expressing their point of view.
Well, sure, it surely shouldn't be a labor issue. Again, it goes back, is this a labor issue? Well, they would stick to the collective bargaining agreement that would suggest that the leagues own the uniform, and anything that would take away from that uniform is a violation. Where, in fact, we all know that when we have a death in the family or someone in the league, they often wear a black patch. Okay, so it's really something bigger than that, and I think it clearly can be resolved without getting into a labor dispute. But remember, the women see the same issue that we do. In other words, the black males will be their sons, their husbands, and their fathers. So it was very good to see them, and also the support of the NBA players as well. So I think in the long run, it'll shake out, and it become because the NBA cares is a league-wide program that involves itself in social responsibility. Well, clearly, if this was something that was embraced by NBA cares, then you would have in 30 cities something that I think would be very productive.
Very interesting that the league hasn't responded. That's pretty lame on their part. I want to take it to the court. It seems as if the overall health of basketball is good. Players moving around pretty much how they want to, maxing out their money capabilities. At one point, you felt there was going to be a work stoppage after 2017 where there's an opt-out. Do you feel the same way now?
Well, I think that still may occur. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that have to be resolved, and you've got 3 years left on this agreement. So on the one side, you're saying, well, I clearly would prefer to work for these next 3 years. On the one hand, if you watch the summer free agency and the contracts and the volume, I'm not sure owners would be perfectly satisfied with that. And if they were to opt out, then this contract would terminate next June. So that would be before the free agent activity.
Would one of the major sticking issues be the age requirement coming into the league? Is that something they can get stuck on, or is it more about the money?
It's usually always about the money, but age obviously affects the money, and that's all part of the how complex these issues are. Obviously, the later you come in the league, the less money the players are made over time. So, I mean, that's sort of a part of it. But I think the biggest thing will be how do they smooth over? In other words, free agency, you would prefer to have a free agency period where the monies are approximately the same or just a little increase. Whereas this year, because of the abundance of television money and they decided not to let it smooth in, it all came in 1 year. I don't know that the owners would like to see that continue.
Well, Charles, unfortunately, we're running out of time. I could keep you on for the whole hour, but if people want to find out more, reference your article, please, with The Undefeated, and how can they find you on social media?
Actually, it's undefeated.com, Charles Grantham. That link is there. And I'm actually just moving into a new job as the director of sport management at the Seton Hall University Business School, which I can be, of course, contacted there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd love to have you back on down the line and talk about this at even greater length, but unfortunately restrictions are what they are, and I got to get you along to your next interview.
All right, thank you very much, and surely would like to come back again.
Well, thank you for the time. Greatly appreciated. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Charles Grantham here on The Attack, and as we step aside, again, this is an issue we could get into and talk about for the full hour, but... you know, with all that being said, we will pick it up somewhere down the line. And if you're going to Seton Hall, you're going to learn a lot. We're going to step aside. On the other side, we'll pick it up with some National Football League action right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063.
800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, that was fun with Charles Grantham. We could have kept him on for quite a while, but we'll reach out to him again and get him back on down the line. It was a good interview. We go from the NBA, and we didn't even touch on the Olympic team, which is fine. There are other things to address. And we will talk about the National Football League, which finally got their games underway, at least exhibition games, last night after the debacle in Canton. And from what I saw, and I could have missed something here, but no major injuries coming out of these games and some interesting storylines. Broncos beat the Bears 22-0, which is not to be unexpected, and maybe in the regular season as well. Jets over the Jaguars 17-13. Eagles beat the Buccaneers 17-9. Ravens 22-19 over the Carolina Panthers. And the Patriots over the Saints, 34-22, and get used to a lot of that down in New Orleans, too. Falcons beat the Redskins 23-17. You got matchups tonight, Texans and the 49ers. That'll be fun out in the Bay Area. Chargers and the Titans, Seahawks and the Chiefs, Colts and the Bills, Cowboys and the Rams, first game in Los Angeles in at least involving a Los Angeles team for a long, long time, and that'll be fun. Cardinals and the Raiders, Browns and the Packers, Vikings and the Bungles. You got the Dolphins and the Giants, and the Lions and the Steelers, and that'll be fun. And I'll probably stay up to watch that. They have it listed at 8 o'clock. I'm surprised. It's a West Coast game, Cowboys and the Rams. I guess they want to get it in primetime on ESPN. Understandable. But again, some of the games that we were talking about from yesterday, I guess, Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback, and so we'll get to him in a second. But, Mark Sanchez, Trevor Siemian, Carson Wentz, they all played yesterday for Denver. And as we've talked about, this is going to be a scenario that Denver's not going to be comfortable with this year, because in today's National Football League, you got to score some points. And I don't know that they're going to be capable. From all accounts in training camp, Sanchez and Simeon are battling pretty even at this point. They are not considering Paxton Lynch as the starter, and nor should they be. But in the battle between Simeon and Sanchez, Sanchez had three drives. He had a touchdown, he had an interception, and he had a three and out. Simeon led the Broncos to three field goal attempts and four drives. Both of them made some really good throws. Some of them made a couple of – they both made some mistakes. And they're going to battle it out throughout training camp. And there was an interesting take on this battle in the article by Greg Rosenthal, writes for NFL.com. And, you know, when you look at it, it Sanchez is a proven or unproven commodity, depending on how you want to look at it. Turns the ball over. He doesn't protect the ball particularly well. And he does have the big moment, but he also makes the big mistake, usually. And they're going to have to, in an odd way, Rosenthal made the point that Simeon might end up being the easier call because he seems calm, cool, and collected. And maybe, you know, from that aspect of it, he ends up winning the battle. Now, Sanchez won't be happy about that. And maybe they'll have to move him if he loses the job. But, you know, again, the points are going to be a premium for Denver this year. Their defense already looked lights out. You know, it's we'll get to that in a second. But, you know, again, Simeon played well, didn't make mistakes, or at least too many. And you know what Mark Sanchez is. So Kubiak's going to have an interesting decision there. And I guess being an offensive guru and an ex-NFL quarterback, he's going to have to make his decision based more on hunch than anything else. Because I think, as I said, from all accounts, in training camp, they look even. In the game, they looked even. They both have good arms. They can get the ball anywhere in the field. There's no big issues as far as any of that aspect of it goes where you could say, oh, one has a definitive edge and a talent level than others. And they're going to have to wait on Paxton Lynch and just figure out what he can do. You know, Lynch himself, he played the whole second half. But again, it's against future UPS drivers. Some will make some teams, but, you know, for the most part, most of these guys will not be playing football this year unless injury calls them back to their particular team. And he took three sacks because he holds the ball too long. He's still trying to read defenses. And he didn't lead the team to any points. But he was mobile. He ran. He only had one incompletion, so he got the ball to his receivers. But he wasn't able to put points up on the boards. So, work in progress. You know, Kubiak, like I said, coming out of this game, I would say they're dead even in the quarterback duel, and I did try to pay attention to the game yesterday. Their defense, Denver's defense, it was they were going after Chicago like somebody shot their dog. You know, Chicago started the game with four straight three and outs. They had seven sacks in the game. And, oh, by the way, that was without Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, Aqib Talib, and Chris Harris on defense. So, for a good one, you know, it looked pretty good. You know, for a good starting point, it looked pretty good for their defense. Offense will sort itself out. I mean, you know, again, this is why you have camp. This is why you play the exhibitions. And there's a number of teams that are exactly in the same boat. They're going to have to sort out the deck chairs as far as their starters go or their backups. One of them would be playing tonight with the 49ers. And the success or lack thereof of these particular teams during this season will be determined by who's under center and what kind of job they're able to do. There's not great quarterbacks on every team, contrary to popular opinion, and their paychecks. It's amazing how much money these guys get for being mediocre sometimes. But with that being said, you know, Patriots also had a new quarterback under center as well. I'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Well, there's going to be a lot of that going on in the National Football League season. Robert pointed out to me, and rightfully so, that Texans 49ers is on Sunday. So keep an eye out for that. Games are spread out over the course of the weekend. And, again, Cowboys-Rams Saturday night in primetime. But good matchups and a lot of questions yet to be answered going forward. And, you know, again, the quarterback battles that are being had, You know, look, it's these guys are looking to make their mark. Garoppolo, again, he didn't blow you away. The headline called it workmanlike, which I think is pretty accurate. You know, he's worked with the first team before. He's gotten in games before. He has been good, although not great. But as it says, this time around, it matters. And, you know, when you look at it, he's been okay. Okay. And we'll see whether or not that translates into wins. Yesterday, it was pretty good. 11 of 18, 168 yards. No picks, no interceptions. I had no picks, no touchdowns. But their offense struggled. Three punts on the first three drives. And they've got to get him to work. Now, Gronkowski sat out. Edelman sat out. Chris Hogan sat out. He also had a couple of sacks. Their offensive line did not look particularly good. But on the plus side, he got points both times after the third series. He had a nice pass to Aaron Dobson up the sideline for 15 yards. James White had a nice run on a dump off, which helped Garoppolo's stats a little bit. But he went 56 yards to the New Orleans one, and then they punched it in from there. But on the following series, it was a much more concise effort by him. 12 play, 46 yards, ended up in a field goal. But he showed ability to move. He showed he does have the arm. He shows patience and the ability to read the defense. As I said, some dinking and dunking. He took what the defense gave him, which was the mark of a mature quarterback. And they were, you know, New Orleans, they were coming after him a little bit. That front seven was throwing some stuff at him, trying to see if they could rattle him. And for the most part, he handled it. Look, the Patriots kept their offense vanilla. I think one of the biggest things they're going to have to deal with is just the fact that it doesn't look like their offensive line is particularly good. And that's where you got to worry a little bit. Because there's nothing behind them. And, you know, from that aspect of it, you got to make sure he's upright for four games till Brady comes back. And hopefully they'll be able to do that. This was kind of fun. Roberto Arguello, who got picked in the second round of the draft by the Tampa Bay Bucks, who traded up to get him. Well, he missed his first professional kick. He came out of Florida State, universally recognized as the best kicker in the country coming out. Only the fourth kicker in the last 25 years to get drafted in the second round or higher. And we all know the story of Al Davis and what he did in Oakland. But he always got great kickers. You can argue whether or not it was worth doing or not. But, man, you know, Ray Guy and Janikowski, you can't argue with the results. You know, Roberto Arguello, though, he lines up for his first point after touchdown. And NFL extra points are 32 yards. And he got the yips. He got the yips. He missed. But he later made a field goal from 38 yards out, so he'll be all right. But I just thought it was pretty funny, yeah, particularly since it involves a Florida State kicker. Because when it's a Florida State kicker, you never know. It could be a career-ending hangover. You know, Cam looked pretty good in his time, although he did an early celebration, and that cost him a touchdown. I you know, a team... And like I said, we were doing the over-under yesterday. And a team that I think a lot of people are just flat-out underestimating are the Baltimore Ravens. And I like this team. I, you know, I'm a big believer in Flacco. I'm a big believer in the arm. I'm a big believer in the ability. You know, he got the ring. The talent around him is getting better after the Super Bowl, and they took the hit because of the cap after the Super Bowl. But they're starting to make it happen. Buck Allen played great. You know, as far as his ability to hit the line and do it. Yardage wasn't there on the runs, but he had a nice 19-yard touchdown reception. Terrence West. Again, the stats not impressive, but he had a catch for 7 yards. He had 2 touchdowns. He broke some tackles. Forsett didn't even play. So they have depth. And, you know, and another guy, too, he's going to make the team, Kenny Dixon. You know, coming out of college, he was good. He was good in college. And I think this team is going to be a team to be reckoned with going forward. I think Flacco will get it done. I think the team itself will have the capacity to, in the eyes of some, overachieve. They've got a good solid backup now in Ryan Mallett. And, you know, honestly, I truly believe that this team is going to be much better than people think. And I actually think they're going to compete for the Super Bowl. Yeah, I know, I'm crazy. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. They're pretty good. And that defense is way underappreciated. And if they can get some points and keep Flacco upright, they'll be okay. And like I said, this year, unlike last year, if they should lose Flacco for any extended period of time or just gets nicked up or whatever, Mallett seems to have his head screwed on straight. His bizarreness of last year, his not being able to conduct himself as a professional, seemed to have been a wake-up call with him. And, I you know, look, I don't know if it's going to translate into him being a much better quarterback than what he's shown thus far in the league. But if you're the Baltimore Ravens, just as far as an ability goes, he's got it. He's got the cannon arm. He's got everything you can ask for in a quarterback. He just didn't have the maturity. And we'll see. You know, he's now on, what, his 4th team, Mallett? So, you know, this is it for him. He'll be out of the league if he pulls any kind of crap going forward. Harbaugh's a no-nonsense coach. They seem to like him. They seem to like each other. And we'll see how it plays out. I'll give you another quarterback that showed up a little bit last night. Like I said, I was bouncing around watching a lot of football and a lot of Olympics. You know, Matt Schaub was pretty good last night. 179 yards, 10 of 15. 3 scoring drives, and he didn't have a touchdown pass. But at 35 years of age and backing up Matty Ice, they can exhale a little bit up there, too. All is not necessarily lost. I mean, granted, you don't want to go to your backup. I get all that. But there are certain teams, you know, see the Giants, see the Redskins, see Dallas, see Chicago, see the Jets at this point in time. That it's probably, well, maybe not the Jets. But there are teams around the league that if their starting quarterback goes down, it's done. Jack over. And Schaub comes full circle. He goes back to the team that he started out with. He was backing up Michael Vick in 2004, 5, and 6. But he started in the league, started for Houston, started games for Baltimore, started games for Oakland. You know, is he a great quarterback? No. But he'll get it done for you. And, you know, it that's all you can hope for. Like I said, you're picking and choosing with these exhibition games. You're not getting any big takeaways out of anything unless one of your guys really gets hurt. And with that being said, you know, that's all you're hoping for. Stay healthy. Develop some guys. And hopefully, you know, things fall into place. Things to watch in the Olympics this weekend. Track and field. Women's 10,000 meters tonight. And that'll be run. That'll be cool. First medal race. I love track and field. I really do. And that's literally right after we go off the air. Round two of the golf, already in progress. You got swimming going on, 200-meter backstroke final in the women's, 100-meter butterfly. Phelps will try to go for 23. They keep saying it's one of his weaker events in the Olympics. He had the second fastest time. You know, Katie Ledecky in the 800, looking for back-to-back gold. And, you know, again, certainly worth watching because this has been just fun, fun, fun till daddy takes her T-bird away. You know, other things around the world of sports. It's going to be a fun weekend. Like I said, you got a whole bunch of NFL going on. Pennant races are going hot and heavy. I touched on it briefly with the, you know, what's going on with the Mets, but there's other teams that are making some moves as well. Some in the right direction, some in the wrong direction. It's certainly fun in the Central. Houston and Toronto have a big series starting this weekend. A-Rod tonight, the final game. And on the other side, I'll give you a little commentary on that with him and Joe Girardi. Chicago and St. Louis. St. Louis has crept up a little bit. Not much, but a little bit. And again, you know, these pennant races, far from done. Detroit's cooled off. They've lost four in a row, but they're four back of Cleveland, who's not being able to create any separation. And, you know, Texas, separation over Seattle. Houston's still not firing. And Miami creating a little bit of separation from the Mets for the wild card. Mets are sitting at 500, 57-57. They better get a wake-up call there. All of a sudden, September's going to be on us, and they're going to be gone. We'll finish up this edition of The Attack on the Other Side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, Safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, I hope you enjoyed the show today. We want to thank Charles Grantham for coming on as well, because it was good stuff and stuff that we could have continued talking about for quite a while. We'll get him back on somewhere down the line. But as I said, I promised you a little A-Rod going out the door, and he will be he was in last night's lineup as a DH. And he'll be in tonight's lineup as well in what is supposed to be his final major league game. Supposedly there's some interest in him with Miami, but honestly, and again, I'm not going to preach to what people should or should not do with their careers, but if I'm Alex Rodriguez, I hang it up. This isn't a bad way to go out, and you're doing it with a level of class. You're not bitching about what happened to you or how you get treated, which brings me to Joe Girardi. And I've always been a Joe Girardi fan as far as a manager goes, but it seems like, to me, he's being a little bit vindictive when it comes to Alex Rodriguez. And I understand Alex Rodriguez has caused him problems, and I get that. But the guy's stepping off the stage. Girardi said, you know, I don't do victory tours or retirement tours. He's not having a retirement tour. He's having a one-week tour. Lighten up, Francis. That's number one. He went to him to see if he could play third base. And he immediately got shot down. Okay. But honestly, would it have killed you to put him in at third base, since that's what he kind of wanted to do? I don't think so. But with all that being said, I think it's Girardi giving a little payback to A-Rod, not letting him at least have a graceful exit on the field. Off the field, they handled it pretty good. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the week. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity on Monday here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, everybody.